Oh, Brother Tim, come. We need direction. And whatever you want to say to wrap things up, come.
First thing that I'd like to do is I'd like to give a little bit of a testimony. I'd like to say thank you. I am very thankful for the opportunity that I have to serve in this capacity in the youth retreat, these conferences that we have. First and foremost, I'm thankful to God because it's God who makes this possible. It's God who places within our heart any kind of a desire to follow after Him. He places in our heart any kind of a desire to live for Him on a daily basis. It's not an easy proposition for any of us, no matter our age. But I'm thankful that God draws us. I'm thankful that God has drawn me. I'm also thankful that God has drawn you. And the fact that you're here, and the fact that you're learning, and the fact that the way that you participated shows me that. And I'm thankful for that as well. I'd like to thank those who helped us out as our youth leaders. It was important to me that you were here. It was very important to me. Because we can't do this in ones. We have to do this in groups. We have to mutually support each other. And this generation, just like every generation before it, like I said previously, needs leaders. And I'm thankful for the youth leaders who took that step to not only lead us here in our small groups and help us out in the different things, but also in the way that they prayed for this retreat. And I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I also want to thank those here who attended the conference. As I said before, God draws us, and you're here because God has drawn you. We said last night that none of us are here by accident. You think maybe you made the decision to come here, but we know that God's the one who draws us. And so I'm thankful that you're here. I'm thankful that God has worked in you. But you want to know what? As I've had the opportunity to get to know some of you guys better and talk with you and maybe instruct you a little bit, I'm thankful for the way that I saw that God was coming alive in you, that you've been revived, that you're having that revival in yourself, that you're recognizing the importance that there is in following after God, hard after Him. I'm not letting yourself die inside, but rather renewing that inner man. And I've seen, and I'm so glad and encouraged by the way that I've seen the way that there are leaders here amongst this generation, that this next generation coming doesn't have to worry about that, but there are leaders here. I know there are those who served in second period as counselors and junior counselors, and I know that there were those in our group who are going to be serving as counselors and junior counselors in this coming period, and I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you're taking your place. I know that the Church of God is thankful that you are taking your place, because ultimately, we do need leaders, and we need those who desire to serve. The last thing that I'd like to leave with you is nothing that I spoke at all. It's something that Brother Jonathan spoke. It's in Colossians, the second chapter, and in the sixth verse, and you'll remember it from Sunday morning. It says simply this: as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. I can't give you a better send-off than that. We've talked about a lot of different things. We've come from a lot of different angles. Different people have spoken to you, but at the end of the day, what you need to do when you go from this place, or if you continue serving through third period, is you need to make sure that what you're doing is walking in the Lord. There is no way that you can put any of the things that we found and that we learned into practice unless you are walking in Him. We have to do that. That means walking in His Word. I thought that that was such a poignant way to put it, right? This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. That's an amazing thing, and it's true. This is the key right here. So if you ask yourself, am I reading my Bible? Am I getting into this Word? Are you wondering what's going on in your soul? Ask yourself first, am I getting into God's Word? And that's something that each and every one of us can do very simply. Very simply. I'm thankful for God's Word. Let's walk in Him as we go from this place. Let's not lose what it is that we've learned. I know that Brother Isaac said he wanted to give a testimony as well, so I'll give him the opportunity.
I'll just close in prayer. Let's bow our heads. We thank you, Lord Jesus, again for this time that we've had together. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the things that we've committed to you, O God, the things that we've laid at the altar of sacrifice. And I just ask that for those that have done that, God, that you would give grace to allow them to leave that at the altar, God, that they wouldn't go back and pick it up, Jesus, that as we go from this place, that indeed we would walk in you, that indeed we would live in your word, that we would devour your word, that we would love your word as we ought to, Jesus. We know that you are able to keep us from stumbling, God. Yes. Able to keep us until that day, oh God. And I pray that you would do that for each and every one of these young people as we go home. We don't have to fall back into sin, Jesus. Because by your power, by your spirit, by your word, you are able to keep us from sin. And Jesus, you are able to continue to revive us, oh God, to make us alive in you. As we go, I pray that you would do that. In your name we ask it. Amen.
Just in closing, I'd just like to sing number 14 with you. Maybe we can stand as we do that.
With harps and with viols there stand a great throng in the presence.
Shall sing unto him.